This is the Fractional Executive Playbook, written by Jasper Lindholm. Read for you by Jasper Lindholm. Introduction. The first month I worked 3 days a week, I made more money than I had in any month of my corporate career. And I spent two of the off days trying to figure out if I had done something wrong. I hadn't. I had just stopped trading hours I didn't have for a salary that capped out at a number. Some compensation committee picked in 2019. That's the part nobody tells you when you leave the executive track. The math changes. The math changes so completely that the first few weeks feel like a software glitch. This book is about that math, and about the work that produces it, and about the very specific traps that catch experienced operators when they try to turn 15 or 20 years of executive experience into a practice that pays them properly without consuming them. I'm Jasper Lindholm. I was a CFO for 11 years across two companies, one consumer goods business that sold to private equity in 2019. One healthcare services platform I joined as employee 14 and left as employee 3 and 12. Before that, 5 years in corporate FP&A and treasury at a public company you've heard of. 16 years total in finance leadership. I am, as of the month I'm writing this introduction, running a fractional CFO practice with 4 clients, charging between $9,000 and $14,500 per month per client. Working what averages to about 22 hours a week, and clearing more than I ever cleared as a full-time CFO with equity that nobody could time the exit on. I want to be precise about that number because most of the books and most of the LinkedIn posts and most of the advice circulating about fractional work are vague in ways that protect the person giving the advice. They say 6 figures without saying which 6. They say more freedom without explaining how many hours that freedom costs. They say, build a practice without specifying the engagement structure that makes a practice actually function. I will be specific throughout. Where I say a number, I mean that number. Where I describe a client, the financial profile is real, even if the name and the industry have been moved a step or two for confidentiality. Here's what fractional executive work actually is in 2026. For people in our position, it is the discovery that companies in the $5 M to $80 M revenue range, the dense middle of the American economy, desperately need executive-level thinking, that they cannot afford or do not want to hire it full-time, and that they are willing to pay rates that look insulting to the person who quotes them and rational to the person who pays them. It is a market that did not exist at this scale in 2015. It exploded between 2020 and 2023 when remote work proved that the CFO didn't need to be in the building. It matured between 2024 and 2026 when buyers stopped treating fractional engagements as a stopgap and started treating them as a permanent operating choice. It is also, I should say plainly, not for everyone who left a corporate executive role. About a third of the people I've coached into this work decided after 6 or 9 months that they hated it and went back to full-time roles. Some of them missed having a team. Some of them missed the politics. Yes, really, the politics. Because the politics was where they had built their identity. Some of them discovered that running a practice required a kind of self-direction. They had outsourced to their calendars for 2 decades. There is no shame in that discovery. But this book is for the operators who think they might be in the other 2/3 and who want a clear-eyed map of what the work looks like before they sign their first engagement letter. A few words on what this book is not. It is not a primer on how to be a CFO or COO or CMO or CPO or CTO. I assume you've done the job. I assume you know how to read a P&L or run a product roadmap or build a marketing funnel. The fractional question isn't whether you can do the work. You can. That's why companies pay you. But whether you can do it across multiple companies simultaneously at a price that respects your time without becoming the kind of consultant who delivers slide decks and disappears. It is also not a generic freelance to 7 figures book. The dynamics of fractional executive work are specific. You are not a consultant in the McKinsey sense, parachuting in with frameworks and partners. You are not a freelancer in the contractor sense, taking a scope and delivering an output. You are an embedded operator on a partial schedule, accountable for outcomes the company cares about, sitting in their executive team meeting.